You are listening to A Different Life, written by Jonathan Govender, narrated by Jason Lee Smith. A Different Life by Jonathan Govender. Gratitude and acknowledgements. To my parents, Dara Jarani and Cyril, my sister Nadine and brother-in-law Terence, thank you all so much for your unfailing support and belief in me. You have been an integral part of my journey. Without you, this book would not be possible. I also wish to extend my sincere thanks to the following people who spent many hours reviewing the book and providing valuable feedback. Dr. Wathsala Yapa, Reverend Canon Paul Mitchell, Pauline Collins, Katrina Miller, Divya Moodley, Sarah Geldens, Hayley Maria Guricino, Nairi Baldwin, Dr. Ashar Imam, Elspeth Haswell-Smith, to my entire support network of people, the many psychiatrists, general practitioners, psychologists, counsellors, occupational therapists, coordinators, planners, support workers and carers, who ensure I am healthy and looked after. Thank you for all the compassion, care and support you provide me. A special thank you to my publisher, Jason Smith, for his expert guidance and assistance in making this book a reality. Part 2. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Steve Jobs. I have learned to live with my illnesses, to make the most of the good days, and to reach out on the tough days. Although I know it is just my mind playing tricks, it is still difficult to navigate these moments. Unfortunately, my psychosis and mood swings are unpredictable and can change within minutes. This means that I have to ensure that I have someone to support me throughout my day. While working on this book, I've experienced peaks and valleys. The darkness has crept in, and my psychosis has played up. The temptation to act on the suicidal ideation comes and goes. Fortunately, my support team and I have several key principles that have helped me navigate life, especially in my darkest minutes and hours. I discovered many of the principles during my work with the 12-step program in rehabilitation. Although I didn't pay much attention to them then, they have become an integral part of my day, every single day. They have become my daily mantras, especially during my most challenging moments. I've decided to share these principles with you, hoping that they will benefit you or someone you know who faces the challenges that I do. Put one foot in front of the other. Like most people who suffer from mental illness, my mornings have been and continue to be a difficult time of day for me. On some days, just getting out of bed is more than I can deal with. Simple things like brushing my teeth or having a shower and shave are too much to do. The thought of having to get out of bed to do each of those tasks is overwhelming. Like an impossible task, all I want is to just lie in bed. On these days, I have learned to start from a zero base and do something that my family and I call taking the backpack off. This means that we remove all the tasks for the day from my to-do list. It allows me the space to calm my mind and, if possible, reset it for the day. Once I am more relaxed and able to think more clearly, I take on only the tasks that are absolutely necessary for the day. I break each task down into manageable steps and execute them one at a time. By focusing on putting one foot in front of the other and completing each step, everything becomes more manageable. I know that by simply thinking only about the next thing that I have to do, I will eventually be able to complete the other tasks I have listed for the day. Some days may be faster than others, and others may be incredibly slow, but as long as I focus on just placing one foot in front of the other, I can get out of bed, which is my first achievement of the day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?